Before, the podcast where I, Amy Brown, ask funny and interesting. You're so pretty.
Oh my God, thank you. I was waiting for you to say that. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, I can't even get through my intro. Oh my God. Eyes are so beautiful.
Continue. Okay. Episode over.
Funny. the ear. So you're like, oh, me.
Stop. Crazy. Funny, interesting, and beautiful people to find out what they're nerdy for. I have a very lovely guest today. I have Tamar Rubin. You are have this. Okay, I'm going to say this. No one freak out. She has an OnlyFans, but it's for comedy. I don't know if you have enough. It's just the comedy one, and she's on the website there, and you can log in with the login you use to read the articles and learn about science and math and comedy on OnlyFans. Yeah. And then you're also a weekend regular at Laughing Skull here in Atlanta.
Yes.
Welcome to my costume chamber.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of costumes.
Yeah, that's some bolts of fabric.
Hell yeah.
Behind, so you can see some feathers over there. Those are plumes. You know how you do.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so what's your costume closet like?
Oh my God. It's honestly a lot of my friend Shelly's clothes that I borrow and then keep for 2 years. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really great.
Do you guys live together?
No. Shelly Gruenberg? Yeah, No, we don't live together.
Okay.
I wish.
Shelly was on prom and comedy, yes, with me, and she nailed her costume. So I can imagine that the things you've stolen from her are fabulous.
That is her real prom dress from high school.
Right. And she went to her real prom in the now times, like the 2000s something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As someone from the 80s.
Yeah.
She dressed in a costume from a time period. You know what? I did the same thing. I did a 1950s lady in 1995.
Yeah, she's impeccable. She's impeccable style, impeccable taste.
And you have to steal all her clothes. It's a perfect system.
Literally, she always lends it to me. Any compliment I've gotten on any article of clothing has not, it's been Shelly's clothes. I never get complimented on my own clothes. It's always Shelly's clothes.
That's awesome. So you have jokes about being a musical theater nerd.
Yes.
Yes. I think you're like my first musical theater nerd I've had on my show.
I was wondering.
You're Lysandra.
We might supernova.
Lysandra was really into musical theater. She brought literal playbills.
Yes, but she was like into watching it and singing it. I don't think if she lived through the trauma that is doing as a child and a high school person and being ostracized.
I like how you don't have respect for her because she has free time on the weekends.
She's cool. No, Lysandra's cool. Like, she's not getting...
Yeah, she didn't dedicate her life to... She didn't cry and sob over not getting cast in the senior show. Jay Wallace, shout out to you. Never forget.
Oh my goodness. It's right. It's emotional when, like, it's definitely not this culture of everyone gets a trophy. You can only have one Maria in The Sound of Music. Although I did, when middle school, I went to this progressive, middle school, yeah, and they did a cast of people for the Friday night and a cast of different people
for the double casting.
So we all had a turn.
I did double casting, but you could still be double casted as like a tree.
Yeah, bless their hearts. I was double casted as the lead.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Very cool.
And then I went downhill from there, my career.
I went to a progressive high school, but in a way, like, it was an arts high school.
Oh, cool. Where was
so it? So it was in Orange County. It was called OSHA.
Oh my gosh, are you from California?
I'm from California.
Is that why you're so hot?
Yeah, probably. They forced me. No, I'm like a four in California. I'm really hot on the East Coast. But I'm not hot there. But they were very like progressive in like the way like everyone was like gay at my school. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was gay. If you were straight, you got bullied.
I'm told that's what's like everyone's gay now. That's what my son says. Everyone's gay now. And I'm like, okay. So it was there at first. It started in California and then it made its way across the country.
But we were not progressive in terms of casting.
Oh.
Like it was because it was really like cutthroat. It was like we were like 13 years old and like our teacher was like, you guys need to work on like we would do like these crazy dramatic improvs in class where I'm literally like 15 years old. Like someone has braces and he's like, okay, Tamar, this is your husband. You are in Vietnam during the war.
Oh my
God. He just got shot. You're holding his brain. Go.
Oh my God.
And then I'd be like, yeah, this is a lot like that one time I didn't get asked to the Sadie Hawkins dance. Like I would have to draw on.
I know, right? That's the weirdest part about high school and middle school musicals is you're singing these adult roles. I was a stripper. I was a stripper and I was 15 years old.
What show?
Hot Box, Chickadees, Guys and Dolls.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. My mom was the lead in that in high school or college. No, high school.
Yeah, yeah. We had to take our clothes off. It was the whole thing.
We just had to make out a lot with each other, like in class.
Oh my God. In class.
Yeah.
With your braces.
Well,
did you make out with the brain?
The brain?
During your, the, I'm doing a callback to the, when the guy Vietnam and
oh yeah, yeah. Well, our teacher would be like, it's really important, and he has, listen, he has a point. He's like, if you, but not everyone, if you are, if you look a certain way, you will be cast in like romantic roles and romantic leads, so you do need to get
so
comfortable.
The hot kids need to yeah. make out.
So you need to be comfortable
make
that
more hot kids.
But I was like, but none of us are getting cast as that right now.
It's
because
like, anyways, oh go make out with each other. This is your assignment
in front of me, literally.
Yeah. Real quick, Joel, I don't have my phone, so I don't know how long we've been going and when I need to. Just will you tell me how long we started?
Yeah, it's been about 6 minutes.
Okay, great.
Time flies.
All right.
I felt 1 minute.
Sorry, because at some point I have to transition into the asking you questions thing. 6 minutes. Okay. I'm 1,000 years old. Okay. All right. So teenagers making out, hot people got cast. Did they have to like, okay, were they like, oh, this is a butch character.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like South Pacific. You're going to have your shirt off. You're going to be ripped. And you're going to have to be bro energy.
Yeah.
Would they?
So if you were a straight, if you were a straight man in my high school, you were cast in like all the lead is everything, which is hilarious because even like there's a name in my mind. I won't say the full name, but he was, we'll call him Michael because that was his first name, but I won't say his last name. But he was,
that's a pretty benign first name.
He was like a straight guy in the school, and he was like cast as every major lead masculine. But in real life, this man would come to school every day in a Newsies cap with a jacket tied around his waist. Like he was the best we got, and he had a girlfriend. If you were one of the three straight guys, you were fucking in my high school. You were fucking so much, and to a detrimental amount.
Art school. Was it all performance arts or was it a
visual too? It was visual, performance, music, acting, culinary.
Okay.
Creative writing, production design.
We just had David Perdue on and he was talking about going to Christian school and how there's little pockets in his education.
Uh-huh.
Because the people weren't qualified to teach him because there was no rules here.
Yeah.
So he didn't learn about biology or evolution was a bad word. Are there any pockets in your education from going to an art school?
The academics were pretty rigorous, but they did get rid of when I was supposed to take geography, they completely got rid of that class and replaced it with a class that was called SOAR. And it was like, so I can write, like, I can format an MLA essay, but I cannot tell you where anything is on a map.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
So some pockets for sure.
Here's the thing, I went to public school. I can't do either of those things.
Fuck yes.
When they had geography at the my school, it was next, but I went to the one it was already, so I missed it altogether.
Do we even need it?
It keeps changing. Those lines keep wiggling around. Shout out Russia.
I do feel like an idiot, though, because the other day I was in an apartment building and there was the outline of a state. And I was like,
oh,
what's California doing on here? And I looked, I'm from California. It was straight up not California.
Oh, I lived in Colorado and they would show like the weather map and they'd pull out. And I'm like, which rectangle are we? I don't have these rectangles memorized.
It's impossible.
Oh, my gosh. Right. My children, I got the puzzles so I could help. Like, yeah, they're for the children. I needed to learn the states. It's tricky, though.
You have to know things if you're hot, though.
Oh, you may.
If you're hot.
I'm saying if you're hot, you don't have to know things.
Yeah, so be hot and go to.
Yeah.
I got dumber the older I got, sure. I knew way more. I feel like I knew way more as a kid. Like, I knew every state.
Every time someone says you're so pretty, it's just one brain cell being like, I can shut off.
Finally, more time to look at my phone.
And scene. So speaking of memory, how much drugs do you do?
I go through. So something about me is I'm addicted to quitting things.
Okay.
Like I love quitting something. Like I've quit pretty much everything and then gone back to it.
Okay.
I go through a lot of phases with drugs. Allegedly, that's how you get away with this legally. I don't really smoke weed. I used to smoke a fuck ton of weed in high school and college, and then I think it affected my brain. I think it changed
it?
I just don't think you should smoke that much when you're that young.
Your brain is developed. You're not supposed to start until you're 25.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I remember the day after I smoked weed for the first time, the next day I was unironically switching letters. Like,
oh.
Like I was like, instead of being like, hey, like pink cup, I'd be like kink pup. I'd be like, can you hand me the kink pup by accident?
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it on purpose. I went through a very heavy mushroom phase recently.
Oh.
Like microdosing mushrooms.
How do you know if it's a microdose?
So that's why I had to stop.
Oops-a-daisy.
I was macrodosing myself a couple of times at nighttime. Not a good time to do it.
When you're trying to go to sleep. I've never done mushrooms. Does it affect your sleep?
If you take a full, if you're taking a full dose, you're up.
You're hallucinating and up.
Yes. But if you take a little dose, like starting out a microdose, So chill, so fun. You can like completely, you could drive a car, like a true microdose, like feeling very normal. But then you get a little overconfident. You get a little overzealous.
I have the same relationship with chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, oh, a little bit's good for you. It's antioxidants. Like chocolate all over my face. What happened? I was up all night.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
What's your relationship like with drugs?
Oh, I think I need to stop drinking.
Yeah.
It's so not healthy. And I'm really dragging my feet about it.
I've pretty much stopped drinking. I don't say I'm
it's
sober.
It's poison. It's not supposed to go in our bodies. That study that said, oh, the Mediterranean people, one glass a day is good for your heart. I think it was a bad study.
I think people will just find studies or anything to do what they want to do, which I completely respect.
I think that might be true, but my husband's a scientist, and we do have to have peer-reviewed articles. Like, there is a truth out there, world. There is a truth.
Yeah.
But different studies are presented poorly in the media.
I know, but people on TikTok are like, actually, if you drink 7 shots of vodka, it actually cleans the inside of you. And I'm like, perfect.
It's a Roto-Rooter. I love actually. Actually, blacking out is good for your children.
Actually, blacking out's like a detox for the brain.
It's a reset. Think how good a reset is for your computer. Sometimes my phone gets hot and I just turn it off and turn it back on again. And sometimes my brain gets hot. So I drink a bottle of vodka.
I feel like drinking, though, I feel like when you stop drinking and then you go back to it, it does become less. Like, that was my experience. I was drinking too much, so I completely stopped. And then, like, I don't say I'm sober because if I have a drink, I don't want anyone to worry about me. But then once in a while, I'll have a drink and it doesn't feel like it did.
Used to.
It
feels different. Because your body's like, oh, yeah, I remember this is poison.
Yeah.
It just doesn't taste good.
No.
But you just get used to the feeling.
It's fun.
Yeah. So they had this study and they put alcohol in a mouse cage. And
that mouse was cooler afterwards.
If there was other mice in the cage, none of the mice would drink it. Because it tastes terrible. It's just like jet fuel. But if the mouse was alone and they put vodka in the cage, alcohol in the cage, the mouse would eat it.
Damn.
But drink it.
We not so different, me and mouse.
Once again, that's a cool mouse.
That's a cool mouse.
Drinking alone's a cool thing to do, everybody.
That's so sad.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
then afterwards, the mouse called its ex-girlfriend. Yes.
It's texting. It's got his eyes are all
I'm sorry, it's never happened.
He's the hungover mouse. I feel that those are the mice that sign up to have an ear grown on their back.
Yeah, I need the money.
I need the money to buy more alcohol.
Well, it's fun to take a break from things, I feel like.
Well, it sounds like you're good at quitting things. That's good. What else have you quit?
Oh my God, I've quit meat. I mean, I'm vegan, so I quit all of those foods. Mm-hmm. I've quit weed.
I feel like this is a TikTok trend too. Like everyone's like, take this out of your life. You're going to feel amazing. Are you being swayed by the social medias?
I think being from Southern California, I'm from a big quitting culture, health and wellness.
It's kind of intense too. Yes. It's like black or white. Like this is what we're doing now and we cannot break these rules.
Like I was keto in high school.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, now I would just call that an eating disorder. But in high school, I didn't know it was keto. I was keto. But again, yeah, Southern California, like really like I did juice cleanses.
It's going to be hard to grow up in California and get out of there without some impact.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, 1,000%. But I've quit. Let's see. I quit mushrooms for a while. I quit soda. I'll drink soda because my boyfriend drinks soda all the time. I was never a soda drinker. But then soda's very addictive.
It's sugar, and you're doing the decaf one.
My God, it's so addictive.
Aspartame-y one.
Yes. I quit Diet Coke. I was drinking a lot of Diet Coke. I quit
now
that.
Now that'll kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about cleaning out your system.
I quit all aspartame. Right now, my most recent quit is food dyes.
Oh, food dyes.
Yeah, I quit food
dyes.
You're
going to have to move to Europe where they're like, these ones are not allowed.
I would love to have more rules. What else have I quit? Sometimes I'm just like, I'm cutting out salt right now. Like I eat salt, but I add too much salt to everything. Like I eat a lot of food that has sodium in it, but then I add so
more
much salt. So I want to reset my taste
buds. If you have low blood blood pressure, salt can help you not pass out when you stand up. Are you a passer outer when you stand up?
I'm anemic.
Oh, okay. So you need iron.
I do need iron.
And you're, what are you eating now?
I'm vegan and gluten free. So a whole lot of nothing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Hot girl summer. Come on.
You should get how many ground up bags of spinach a day so you can get iron?
I eat a lot of spinach.
Yeah.
But then something about eating spinach is it kind of comes right out of you.
Salad shooter.
Literally. Salad be going right through you.
The toilet is the blender. Okay, that's disgusting.
Toilet is the blender.
What else have you quit too? Is all of these quitting things mm-hmm. in an attempt to get over some malaise or feeling not healthy, or is it just fun?
I think it's both. I think I have a satisfaction of demonstrating to myself that I have self-control to cut something else.
Oh, you make a great monk.
I would not be able to cut my hair.
Yeah, I think you got to stick with it too, though, is the thing.
Maybe a nun then.
You also have to stick with that. Those are like really long-term.
You can't quit being a monk and you can't come back again.
Because her thing is she likes quitting and then going back and quitting again.
Balance.
Yeah.
But also I do get scared. Like I'm very, I'm a very cautious person, but especially like medically and health-wise, I'm a very cautious person.
Uh-huh.
So like when I read about aspartame, immediately I'm like, well, I can never have that in my body again. Like yeah. I love finding things to be afraid of health-wise.
Yeah. And then you look at my parents, which my parents are in their 70s. They've had hot dogs and Diet Cokes that's all they have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my grandfather passed away like last year, 2 years ago. He was like 96. I'm not lying. I never saw him drink a glass of water. His doctor told him he needed to drink water.
Was he getting kidney stones?
No, he was just like, you're not drinking any water.
That makes me want to drink water.
Because he asked him, and my grandfather, he said, it doesn't taste good. And so he just didn't drink it.
Just didn't drink water, right? I like the taste of water.
Oh my God, I can't get enough of this stuff.
Have you tried it? I don't know if they can just get it anywhere. I think you have to order it.
I love this shit. Use my code TAMAR29 for 29% off your water.
Oh my gosh. So is the water good in California? I hear you have, like, you don't have it there anymore. Is that true?
We got it back. Well, okay. And then we got it all back. But the drought did. We did get out of the drought at some point.
Chinatown. Is that the movie where they're fighting over water in California?
I haven't seen it.
It's way before you were born. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm 17 years old.
Boomer reference.
Uh-oh. I'm a teenager.
That explains why your skin is still good.
Oh my God, thank you.
Did your mom put sunscreen on you? Because growing up in California.
Sunscreen every day.
It's worked.
Every day.
It has worked.
I'm big on sunscreen.
That is the real beauty secret.
Yeah, truly. Mm-hmm. Sunscreen every day.
Yeah.
And eventually Botox.
Right?
Just a little.
I'm about to get my face lasered off.
What is that?
I don't know. But
you have really good skin. What have you done?
Thank you. But it's the texture is starting to change. Uh-huh. And so it's like you're supposed to get your face lasered off twice a year when you turn a certain age, I guess.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm probably not going to do it, but I did ask about it at the dermatologist. I asked about, I'm wearing concealer, but I have really bad under eye bags.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like them because I think they make me tired. Because I feel fine and then I look in the mirror and I'm like, well, that bitch looks tired.
You're dressing for the role you want to be.
Literally.
Yeah.
So he said the only thing that would really work. First, he grabbed them and spread them. And I was like, well, you just gave me worse ones, I'm sure. Yeah. But he said they're hereditary.
Yeah.
He said really thin skin there. And I would have to get it microneedled.
Oh, okay. To get some more collagen?
Yeah.
To puff it up?
But I'm like, am I going to do that? I'm
no.
Like, I'm probably not going to do that.
I don't, right?
If you want to be more beautiful than men, you will.
Man, me! Boo! What's a man?
If I want to be more beautiful than men, I would just shut the fuck up. Which is proven hard to do.
Oh, no. Is that still true in the younger generations?
No, this younger generation's... well, all the men I like, they're all like little, like, you know, they're little, these liberals.
Passive.
Yeah, they're all these little liberals. Like, I love a woman that speaks her mind, you know.
And makes all the decisions. Yeah. I don't know where I want to go for dinner.
Please tell them they got my order wrong.
Where are we going to live? Okay, I'll live with you.
I know. Except all men. They never go to the doctor, though.
Yeah. That's true.
Does your husband go to the doctor?
Well, now that we've gotten older, it's all we do.
That's great. Good.
Yeah. Our teeth are falling out of our heads. We're getting stuff lasered off our bodies left and right.
So have you done the laser before?
No, it's, I went for the consultation, and afterwards you have to stay out of sunshine or have prescription strength sunscreen on for 6 weeks, because you will get hyperpigmentation if your fragile skin comes in contact with the sun. So I'm going to do it in the wintertime.
Smart. And then are you going to be like, because I've seen TikToks of afterwards people get like a microneedling facial, their face is all like red and shit for like a few days. Is that going
to
happen?
They said 2 to 3 days. Don't do any shows, but I could do it on a Monday and then do a show on a Friday.
They're like, 2 or 3 days, you are going to be hard to look at.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, I've given birth. I think I'll be all right. We'll find out.
Yeah, you'll be fine. That's exciting.
I will find. I don't think it's exciting. But at least we have options. I was thinking, like, I was looking at pictures of my grandparents and stuff. I'm like, dude, wear a hat.
Yeah, my grandparents on my dad's side, they were always old. Like,
they started old.
They, like, I don't have any memory of them. I'll look at photos of them and I'm like, I cannot believe they were in their 60s here. They were always to me in their 90s.
There was a, they did this thing on the internet. I don't know words, but they took, did people look older to us? Because of the outfits and the hairstyles, like how would be like people our age are trying to guess someone's age from photos of people in the past. Mm-hmm. We'd always think they're like in their 30s and they're 16. They're that just wearing sense. A suit because it's the 30s.
Yeah.
And you had a suit or you had overalls.
That makes sense. Well, good thing I still shop from the teen wild fable section at Target. So I will always look like an old person wearing teen clothes.
Those were like, she looks sad.
Yeah, literally, I volunteered at camp and there was a couple of the girls in my cabin. I was like, I have that shirt. That is not good.
Oh, that's cute. I did the preteen section, or like the junior section when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Because like these baby doll dresses had come back in fashion, and so it was perfect for my belly bump. And I was like, this is weird. What? I'm in the wrong section for what I'm about to do. I guess this is a teen mom. It's right on target.
Yeah, literally. Right? Cosplaying is a teen mom.
Cosplaying is a teen mom. I keep having a cramp in my leg.
You need water.
I need water. Okay. Tell us about your filming your OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
Comedy.
Yeah. Comedy.
And how people find it and the benefits and the pros and the cons and all that good stuff.
For sure. So I'm on OnlyFans because OnlyFans wanted to, I don't know, I'm guessing they wanted to diversify from just porn.
Right.
Is my guess.
VHS have the same moment back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I think they want it to be more like a Patreon. Like, there's still sex work on there, but like other people can get on there.
Yeah. You could have someone cooking.
Yeah. Cooking. I really think maybe it's like,
not just in the bedroom.
Yeah. Cooking, not just cock. Get your brain out of the gutter, y'all. Perverts. So they produced all these like 10-minute like little stand-up specials and then put them
all over the country. Like, how many do you think there are now?
Quite a few.
This is like the opposite of Dry Bar.
Yeah.
Dry Bar got famous for putting clean comedy on the internet during the pandemic, and they got millions of views, and people are Leanne Morgan's famous now because of her Dry Bar. All these people got famous, but it's clean comedy for the Mormons in Utah.
Yeah.
And OnlyFans is for the people who can handle a little dirty humor.
OnlyFans is for people who are like, I've been jacking off for a while now. Maybe I'll look at a couple break. Jokes.
I need to get this boner to go down. Let me watch a woman do comedy.
Yeah. That was I do have a joke about it, about how I'm like, I think it's a good idea, but I think it's hard to execute because I've never met a man in my entire life that was like, you know, I came here for tits and ass, but this lady's
so
talking, you know,
talking.
A lot.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't this, are those words? I think she's only supposed to say,
Which luckily, that's a lot of my jokes. So it's really good.
Yeah, that's how you get them in the door.
Yeah.
Just pretend you're a seal for the first 3 minutes of your set.
Well, it's funny too, because even the sex jokes I do, I'm like, anytime, a couple times where I've received like a phone number after a set, I'm like,
you've gotten a phone number?
A few times I got, but every time I'm like, red flag. Because there's no way that what I would never watch someone say what I said on that stage and be like, damn, I gotta know more about that girl. Like, it's just, it's too, it doesn't come off as, I am stable, but it doesn't come off as stable to me.
Wait, yeah. Yeah, like an off-kilter lady.
Yeah.
Let me put you in my van.
Yeah, come for a ride.
Okay, so they filmed here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. They filmed at Laughing Skull.
Was it scary? Like, because you can only do one set, right? And
yeah.
Like, this is it.
It was one 10-minute set.
Were you in your body, or did you leave your body?
I was in my body, but I focused a lot. Well, here's the thing, actually. I was in my body.
Because you've had a lot of stage time.
I have had a lot of stage time. From the theater. Yes, from the theater. I did not say Macbeth in the theater either, because I'm not an idiot. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to. But I was in my body, but also I knew I had too many jokes. It was 10 minutes, and I knew I had to cut some.
Yes.
They were like, if you go over, like, you can post, and cut some of it. Like cut some of it out, but I didn't want to. So I was like, all right, I have to cut some jokes. I didn't know what jokes to cut. And then when I got on stage, I didn't even consciously do it, but I realized I had cut like 3 jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was perfectly 10 minutes. So I guess in a way I was out of my body.
That's very pro energy right there.
Yeah, thank you.
Good for you.
I was happy about it. I got off and I was like, and Zach, he was like, yeah, I think that was a good call to cut that one. And I was like, did I not say that?
He's like, fuck, no, what?
Are you sure was that a good call? Because I did not make that call, but it worked out.
Your body took over. There must literally be a performance, like part of your brain that knows what to do and takes over.
I think
and
so.
And you can be in the moment and be present.
You know how you learned that? What? Making out with your classmates.
Thank you
in
so
front of an older man.
Thank you so much to my teacher. Thank God I made out with Christian so many times in that class.
It's so weird to make out. It made you think he was putting it in a spank bank.
I hope not. I don't think so. I think when I tell people this, they look at me like they're like, oh, you poor thing, you haven't figured out what was going on. I think he was just like a crazy theater teacher.
He's really into
like,
it.
I don't
feel a raw emotion.
I really think
get those braces together.
Yeah, get those braces cut together.
I want to see some gums bleeding.
I just think he was like a crazy theater teacher.
I mean,
like,
I think he knew that if he's preparing all these kids for theater, he has to break you mentally.
Yeah.
To where you just
and then build you back
are
up.
Following
is this the
commands.
Military?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think the military builds you back up afterwards.
No, but
they
do.
They rebuild you in a way. But you said build back up. I took that as a positive thing. So that's why I said that doesn't happen in the military.
Well, to get you to go like into battle and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, pursuing theater is a lot like going into battle.
It's like its own war.
You know, when you think about it, we're kind of, you know, they're civilians too.
Because sometimes you got to get in that mindset like you've seen war, and that's practically like going to
war. Yeah, having to do a monologue from the rabbit hole. Oh my God.
Have you done a one-woman show? Do you have a fantasy of doing a one-woman comedy show where themes and a crescendo and
a lot of crazy characters.
A puppet. A puppet moment. Dad, let me see what my dad has to say about this. I would for sure like to do a one woman show. I have a degree in I can't believe I'm saying this, in devised theater.
Okay. Devised. How you spell that?
D-E. It's waste of money. Device. No, I am. I am very. I did love my. I literally saw two of my old professors when I was in New York last week. So I do. I did love my degree.
You went to musical theater school in college theater.
Yes.
In New York City.
Yes, I went to theater.
You lived the dream.
I literally did.
And now here in Atlanta,
it was kind of baller.
Doing stand-up.
Yeah, I was sick.
Was like people jealous that you got to go to New York after graduating, or did they all go into the movies over there in California?
A lot of my high school was like very prestigious. Like we had like in the lobby when you got into a college, you put up what it was. So I don't think anyone was really jealous because people were going to
Juilliard.
People were going to Harvard and all the UCs and all the New Yorks and all the Californias. So it was not an uncommon. What I did was not uncommon.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, thank you. It was sick. Yeah, I was very grateful for it.
Did you like living in New York?
Oh, yeah. I loved living in New York.
And walking everywhere.
Yeah, I love the trains.
Can you drive?
I don't drive.
And that's why you could do all of your different experimenting with the drugs.
Yeah, literally. And that's why I have a lot of friendships. I have some friendships in Atlanta that I don't think they would have progressed as quickly if they did. if I had a car. Because you don't realize how much time you spend. Like, the amount of time, FaceTime I've had with someone that we, like, go to my apartment, then we sit and talk for, like, 3 hours in the parking lot by accident. I'm always like, wow, that's so special. And that would have never happened if I just fucking grew up and got a car.
That's kind of fun. That's, like, a way to force friendships.
Literally.
Yeah.
And in the beginning,
I like it.
In the beginning, you're really living on the edge, you know? Because now I only, now there's people, like, I don't take rides from just anybody.
Oh, you're not hitchhiking?
I used to kind of, in a way, was hitchhiking.
In California?
No. But like,
in New York?
No, I never really hitchhiked. But I mean, like, when I started comedy, I would take rides from people. And then looking back, I'm like, I didn't really know that person at all. Like, I just saw them a couple times.
I feel like maybe because we grew up doing theater. And then when you are doing stand up, I have more affection for everybody because we're all in this together. We're putting on a show, and people don't necessarily have that same energy back.
Yeah.
And there is no vetting.
So. No, literally. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God. Like, I look back at some of the rides I took and I'm like, damn, that could, the only opportunity that person ever had to kill could have been me in that car, you know? Like, not on stage. But what was I saying?
To kill on stage. That was good. You're talking about not living in New York.
Oh, yeah. So, so I don't, I got my license really late in California. And then kind of right after I got my license, I moved to New York. So I didn't drive that much.
Yeah, there's no driving
at all.
In New York.
Yeah, I didn't drive for like 4 years. And then I moved here. And when I moved here, I was only supposed to be here for a month.
Oh, yeah. What happened? Did you get into the wrong car?
Yeah. I literally only went in Atlanta because I was in New York and I was living with someone I was dating. And then we
How
broke
old are
up.
You?
I'm 17.
No, oh, that's
I'm,
right.
I'm 25 years old.
Okay. So, yeah. So this is new. You just graduated like 3 years ago.
I graduated 5 years ago.
5 years ago. I can't do math. Okay.
Go ahead. No, I couldn't either because I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it really was that soon. No, it was 5 years.
Okay. 25 years ago is when I graduated.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We're having a reunion this summer.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Sweetbriar College in Virginia. It's a woman's college.
Oh, so did you went to a woman's college?
I did.
That's so interesting.
It was really fun.
I think I would have gone to a woman. If I wasn't looking back, I would have gone to a woman's college.
The kissing would have been better during the theater program.
Yeah, oh, my God. Wouldn't have tasted like fucking Jewel mint pods and Baja Blast. So I was moved out of this apartment I was in. I was subleasing in New York. And it was full pandemic. So everything was closed in New York. I just graduated from college. And I called a friend, Brett Schultz, who's an actor and comedian, improv guy. We were acquaintances in New York and he ended up in Atlanta. And I called him just like to catch up with him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you should come here. Like, I have a really cheap room in my house. It's month to month rent. Like, you should just come out for a month. And I was like, yeah, like nothing's going on here. And all my stuff's in storage. So
yeah, they really shut down.
Yeah. It was. Oh, my God.
You'd be shut in an apartment by yourself, I would imagine, if you didn't have roommates. Like,
oh, no, I had roommates. I was subleasing. But yeah, I was just working at a restaurant and then coming home every day. That's like all I was doing. Mm-hmm. So I came here.
Classic actor move.
Classic.
You got to do your time as the waiter.
Caught me, but good. Yeah. And during the pandemic, it was wild. So I came here for a month and then the month was up and I was like, well, why would I go back? It's still closed. Like,
yeah.
And in a month, I already felt like I had like a new life.
When we closed, did you ever go down to Florida? Just follow the states that are staying open?
Oh, my. No. But when I came down here and saw how open y'all are, I swear to God, in my mind, I was really like, these poor, poor people. Like, I was really like, they don't even realize. I was in the mindset that things were going to stay shut forever or close again. And when I saw how open you guys were, I was a big culture shock. And I was like, these poor people don't even realize that it's probably all going to close down again. Like, I was really like, these fucking.
Oh, yeah. And then Georgia was like, nope.
Yeah, literally. That's honestly why I kind of started doing comedy. I'd always wanted to, but I was really scared. And then when I got here, I was really like, well, everything's going to close again in a week, so I might as well just do this open mic.
Yeah. And then it worked out. What was your first open mic?
Roll Call.
Nice.
It was like 4 days after maybe 2 days after I moved here.
Well, you did a bunch of big adventure things. Do you like to do big adventure things?
I do.
Do you like when you travel, you're like, okay, we're going to go. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say when you travel because I'm older and I have money. So I get to travel and I didn't want to be rude.
That was really mean. Honestly, the apology was ruder than when you travel.
And I drive a car so I can just make my own travel.
No, for sure.
And I have a car. Anyway, do you when do you like, what's some adventures you like have? Do you have like a bucket list of adventures, or does it's like more spontaneous? Like, yeah, I'll jump out of this helicopter.
I'm not really into those type of adventures. I'm into like, something I really want to do, like one of my only really big bucket lists is I want to get scuba diving certified, because I want to scuba like with whale sharks.
With whale sharks.
Yeah.
Do whale sharks eat things? Do they have the teeth? Like, are they carnivores? No,
they don't eat like people. I don't even think they eat things.
Do they eat plankton? A real whale?
Yeah.
The word shark is doing a lot of heavy lifting?
It's a whale. Yeah. Okay. It's a whale. There's one at the Georgia Aquarium, and it is, you can even scuba dive there, the Georgia Aquarium, and be in it. And it is like, it is so cool. It's so big.
My husband and my son do the scuba diving.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get certified here?
They did.
I just don't like, I was looking at some certifications here, and I don't like that some of them you have to, because you have to do pool time and then you have to do open water time. But here
in a Georgia lake.
A lake, and some of them
that's where all the ghosts are.
Lake Lanier. One of them was Lake Lanier.
Yeah. So Lake Lanier is a lake, and that was clogged. All of the lakes in the South are man-made. In the North, we had glaciers make them.
Yeah.
In the South, to make a lake. And everyone loves a lake.
Oh, my God. A day on the lake?
A day on the lake. I will throw up because the boat's moving. Yeah, but I also will drink a lot of vodka. Oh, my God.
So many Trulies. Trulies hit different on a boat.
They hit different on a boat. I don't like the smell of the exhaust either. Anyway, they flooded towns. And then you can just imagine all the animals that were there.
And the people's houses.
I mean, black people specifically.
I was going to say, historically, guess who was less enfranchised and didn't get as much of a say about whose town's going to get flooded?
Yeah. No, it's a very dark history.
Yeah.
And Lake Lanier is haunted. Like, Lake Lanier has the amount of deaths is so crazy.
Famous people would die there, too.
I know.
Like
Usher's son.
Yes. And oh, my gosh. A lady that was on Glee.
That was in Lake Lanier?
I think so.
No.
Will you Google?
I don't think that was in Lake
Glee
Rainier.
Lady drown.
Something Rivera.
Her son was found in the boat.
I know. The Glee. Ugh. Oh my gosh. I fucking love. I could talk about it.
Do you think Glee's
Glee.
Haunted?
Glee.
Did you love it when it came out? Did your mind explode?
I fucking Matthew Morrison, Mr. Schuster, was an alumni from my high school.
Oh my God. My high school.
And California
okay.
Lake.
Oh, I thought it was Lake. You know what? Maybe I just assumed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm drowning. It must have been our lake.
So I was a huge Glee. Had a rewatch recently, but there are so many awful deaths from that show.
A drug overdose.
You have Corey Monteith, drug overdose. The guy who played Puck, he killed himself after they found child pornography on his a little too quick. I mean, yeah, tragedy all around. And then she drowned on a boat.
Water's dangerous.
Water is dangerous. And then Matthew Morrison is just, you know, a fucking freak.
Is he? What's up with him?
He's just like very, he's not really a freak. He's just like very memeable.
He was in Light in the Piazza on Broadway on the original recording cast.
The first time I ever saw him was in Once Upon a Mattress.
Oh.
Did you love that? Do you like that movie?
I haven't seen it live. I've just seen like snippets of it.
I've just seen the movie, but I love the movie.
I'm so old. Not Lucille Ball. The lady who originally played it. Oh, I'm shy.
What's her name? She's in the movie, too. She plays the queen.
Oh, does she? She's got a big mouth.
She's so good.
Carol Burnett.
Yes.
God, I'm sweating from having to think of
her name. I was like, I should know this by now.
So you've seen a lot of shows. I when Glee came out, I was like, oh, my God.
Were you all in?
Yeah. It was just fun. And I feel like musicals connect. Teenagers connect to musicals because we have these huge feelings.
Yeah.
And then a lady in Les Mis is crying and singing at the same time. And you're like, I feel you, lady. That's how I feel every day when I go to the lunchroom. I can't find people who want to sit with me because I'm a weirdo because I do the musical theater.
This is very Matthew English right now.
You're right. He does that. I wonder. Yeah. He and I might be the same person. Have you seen us in a room together? I don't think so.
Yeah, actually, I haven't.
We've done this podcast twice. Oh, all right. I think maybe is it time for me to start asking you nerd questions?
I mean, we're a little under like 40-ish minutes.
Oh, that's perfect. That's usually when I transition. Here we go. All right. I have a series of nerd questions to find out what kind of nerd you are. However, you came in blazing hot with the musical theater and theater.
Theater for sure. Nerd.
Uh-oh. Guilty as charged.
On my own. Sorry, did that peak?
I have been diagnosed. This is another comedian's joke. I've been diagnosed as too much.
What song do you want to sing us out with?
Oh my God.
We, you have time to think about it. Okay. We have like 15 minutes of questions.
I think it would make Amy the happiest she's ever been on this show. Oh, downstairs. Honestly.
Okay. So the house I'm living in, I didn't know if I told you this. It was built in the 1920s, and the original family was from Austria, and they were friends with a famous opera singer who discovered the Von Trapp family. And the Von Trapp family came here, stayed here.
Shut the fuck up.
Did a concert in my front parlor.
What?
To raise money for relief for Austrian families from World War II. Uh-huh. And yeah, that's
a very sick fact.
Isn't that fun? And then they sponsored Jewish children to get out of Nazi Germany and get adopted into homes in the United States. And I got a phone call from one of them. Right before the pandemic, like, I think the person who owned your house saved my father-in-law and his brother. And then I contacted one of the descendants who owned the house and said, yeah, they did that. Isn't that wild?
Oh my God.
Anyways, we're doing a fun nerd podcast here now.
Sorry, that wasn't nerdy at all. Anyway, Star Trek's kind of sick.
I know. Those are literally the questions. I don't have, like, now who is your favorite ingenue? maybe I should get some more, like, theater arts nerd questions. I'll write those tonight. But okay. And actually, are you Patty certified or scuba is one of my questions.
Oh, really?
But yes. Because it's kind of a nerdy thing to do. You have to do math.
Oh, you do scuba?
To go down, you have to like know how fast you're going, how many things, and then to get really good at it.
Off the bucket list. Congratulations. You killed a dream today.
I killed a dream. You're welcome.
It's another thing you can
quit.
It's
cold. Yeah. It's cold too.
I know it's cold. That one's tough for me.
And the equipment's heavy.
That one's tough for me.
And the flip-flops are ridiculous to walk in.
But the whale shark. If I could do it, like, I think if once I'm certified, the first thing I'm going to do is pay to do it in the Georgia Aquarium.
And oh,
like,
just in the Georgia Aquarium.
I would do it other places too, but I really want to like be in the tank with the whale shark.
I think it might be fun to do it with the manatees. Yeah. In Florida.
That would be sick. I just would love animals. Yeah. Is one of my, I love animals. I mean, it's like, no, I like love. Yeah. I love animals.
Have you done snorkeling?
Yeah, I've done a lot of snorkeling.
A lot of snorkeling. I did snorkeling. And a sea lion, a little one, like a lady one, came up and she blew bubbles in my mask at me. And I said, I love you.
Wow. I did snorkeling in Hawaii and I accidentally was pushed by a tide into an island with the sea lion. And that sea lion, I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Did you go too close to a male one because they're barking at you?
It was pushing and it was I was trying to get the other way. It was scary. I was like, this is not how I go.
Right. And I was not in their territory. Like, she came up to me.
Yeah.
More like a Disney princess.
Yeah, yeah. No, you gave Disney princess vibes. I gave Dumb Ways to Die vibes.
Did they have to come get you with a boat because you were so far from the original?
No, I just, like, got my way out. I don't think we were expecting the sea lion to be there.
Were you alone?
There were other people snorkeling, but I was...
Were you a part of a resort? Did you go off of a boat or from a resort?
No, I was just, like, on the beach and went out there with a snorkel.
Did you have a buddy?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, like, there were people...
I'm worried about your decision.
They were like, no, I'm very cautious. Okay. Well, there was everyone else snorkeling everything. I don't think it was... I would never go that close to a sea lion. Sea lion was, like, getting out as the tide was pushing me. It was, like, a bad...
But you couldn't get away from them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, but it's totally fine. I'm like, missing two fingers. I'm like, nothing bad happened at all.
One of them tried to bite my mother-in-law as she walked by. And we were all walking by them to get into a little boat. Uh-huh. And... like, the first person walked by, he was like, argh. Second person, he's like, argh. Third person, my mother, like, argh.
Damn.
So.
You thought your mom was hot.
Yeah, she has sexy legs, actually.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Prove it.
It's on her OnlyFans.
Okay, prove it. Drop. Amy gets Brown's mom OnlyFans link now.
It looks like my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law has tall, slender legs. Okay. Do you have a pilot's license? You can't even drive a car.
No, I do not have a pilot's license. Has anyone on here had a pilot's license?
No.
Okay.
But I don't ask that question every time.
Okay.
Do you have a perfect attendance award?
Yeah. Well, not perfect, but I've never had like a tardy.
Never late.
Yeah, I had really good attendance in school.
Were you walking to school?
In high school, I took the school bus.
Oh, well, that's easy. So that helps. So you never miss the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would your parents help you get up or did you get up by yourself?
I had an alarm, but if I wasn't up, my mom would come in and be like,
"My mom had already gone to work, so I was on my own."
Oh no, no, they were there.
I definitely missed the bus a couple times. Do you like school shopping, like notebooks?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's fun.
The paper clips that are not just silver, but like covered in a little bit of rubber and they're pink or something.
And a new planner. My favorite was picking out a new planner.
I went old school planner recently and I got a paper one that opens up and I can plan much better than I can on a computer now or my phone because it's big and I can see it and I can see how the months all connect to each other. Oh,
I'm all about a wall calendar these days.
I had a wall calendar, like a big paper one with the two holes. You have to drill it into the wall.
I ordered one online that was a chimpanzee reenacting a historical or like AI chimpanzees. Like they were in very funny situations. And when I ordered it, it's like this big.
Were you on mushrooms when you ordered it?
No, I wasn't. That was a very sober, excited decision I made. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? It's tiny.
Okay. Did you get good grades?
Yeah.
Did you take SAT?
Yeah.
ACT?
I took the SAT. I do not remember my score. It was like, it was like fine. It was good.
Yeah, I was like, enough.
It was enough. I was applying to theater school, so I was like, I don't think this really concerns me.
Yeah, do they even ask for that anymore?
They ask, but they're not, you know, I don't care.
Do you have a pair of fairy wings?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have a cape?
No.
No.
Because The Incredibles, no capes. Uh-oh, checkmate.
I have a cape that's actually like a wool jacket.
Oh, that's cool.
Thank you.
Do you walk with a cane with it too?
No, it has armholes and it's wool. And then I have long pink leather gloves I wear with it. So I can just feel like a fabulous lady from the 1960s.
I feel like I would feel like the person in like the Annie musical that's like coming to adopt the orphans.
Oh, the bad people who sing?
Yeah.
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 Oh, Bernadette Peters.
Yeah, it gives rich villain vibes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Dalmatian, the 101 Dalmatian lady. Yes.
Cruella.
Definitely.
Yeah, Cruella DeVille.
That's why I put pink in there. All right. Have you ever been to a Rush concert?
No.
Have you ever LARPed or cosplayed?
Have I cosplayed?
I mean, does every day count?
I'm trying to think what I... No, I haven't. That's interesting. No, I haven't. I will this year at Dragon Con.
Do you went to Dragon Con?
I'm going this year.
That's one of the questions on here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
No, not yet.
It's exciting.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
All right. This guy right here, Joel, is the king of Dragon Con. Yeah, Joel?
Why would you say I'm the king?
Because you took me and you explained everything.
Oh, I just have pop culture knowledge. That's just being a man. Yeah. That's our job in the world, Amy, is to explain things to women and go, shh, I'm not done talking.
No, I would appreciate that, though.
You're like, we laugh, but please.
No.
No, it's good. I needed someone to explain everything there because it was wild. All right. Have you ever played, like, Magic the Gathering or Settlers of Catan or D&D?
Yes, to all three.
Oh, okay.
But Magic the Gathering was just because I dated someone that was obsessed. And D&D I played on my own and Settlers of Catan I played on my own.
Okay. Have you ever been goth?
I went through a lot of phases in high school. And I would say I tried to be goth, but it was still this... About last year I said to someone, another comedian, I was like, can you believe, like, I was stressing out about something and I was like, can you believe people think I'm chill? And he was like, he went, no one thinks that. And I was like, what? And he was like, why would you think people thought you were chill? So I probably thought I was goth, but I was very much giving off this energy.
You just did a lot of eyeliner for a week and a half.
Chokers, yeah. Like tights,
so
fingerless gloves, all that, Hot Topic.
I am so susceptible to getting into, like, this is me now. And it depends on where I'm living. Like, I've lived in different parts of the country. Yeah. And then what I wear changes based on that. And then I also will go through phases where I'm like, I have whole, like, big, huge closets full of clothes. I'm like, why did I buy this? Oh, yeah. I thought I was that at that time.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's kind of the theater energy, is we're so used to, like, adjusting ourselves to fit into places.
Yeah.
That... we can have a goth couple weeks. And I wore a costume to middle school. Thank God I was at a small school. No one shoved me in a locker. I dressed as Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz with a basket and a stuffed dog in it, like a stuffed animal.
You would have fit in great. People were cosplaying at my high school every day.
I should have gone to the theater school.
You would have been queen. I went through, my biggest phase was like hippie phase. Like I had like, when I started smoking weed in high school, I was like, this is me now. I had like, my hair did not cut it at all. Refused to cut it.
Armpit hair out. Full bush.
Full bush in high school. No, that was the thing. I was a poser because no full bush, but everything else hair. Like, girl, what are you doing? and then like long skirts,
yeah,
tank tops, right? Long, like, yeah.
We had a thing the 90s, the grunge period,
yeah,
and we were like big wool socks with Birkenstocks.
I love Birks, yeah.
Baggy jeans, yep. Flannel shirts. I did that.
Very cool.
Then I went to college in Virginia. Boom, started wearing dresses real quick. Yeah, little tight outfit so you could see my hot little body.
Sorry about it.
Give me a whiskey sour at the fraternity party. Yeah, this is even as I'm 47, mm-hmm. and I still am susceptible, because in my imagination I want to live in a time where like 1950s dresses are in.
Yeah,
and so I'll buy a bunch, but then I'm like, I can't wear this to the stand-up comedian club. I'm gonna look like I'm trying to do a character.
That's
the I'm a psycho.
One time I wore a dress, because I don't really wear dresses much. I used to wear a ton of dresses because they're just easy. You don't have to style them,
and they don't tell your fat upper pussy area, your fupa, and your muffin top where to go.
Oh, mine
they
does.
Just cascade.
I dress for my fat upper pussy area. I get a little hat for it and everything.
Da 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 da. That's your puppet.
Literally, I'm like, oh, Dad, get in here. He's a mustache and everything, but
it's a full beard.
I wore a dress one time because I was doing something. It was during the summer. I went out to dinner with a friend, and then I went to a show in a dress. And a comedian came up to me and he went, "What are you wearing?" And I was like, "I do other things." Which caught me. I don't really. But yeah, it's hard. Well, I go through more phases on a day-to-day basis. Like, I really feel like I switch between like baggy, like no makeup, to like I want to be very, I want to look very feminine. But very feminine to me is like this shirt right now. Like,
ooh, it does have stripes and colors.
It does have stripes.
Ooh.
But I do like pink and sparkly. Like the Taylor Swift concert.
Did you go? Did you dress up? Did you sparkle?
Yeah, I wore Shelly's sparkly pink romper. I looked, it was fucking awesome.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
Best night of my life.
I wonder how many people just adjust what they're wearing based on which friend group they're hanging out with.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Just to like make it a non-thing.
Or what you're borrowing. Yeah. Or you're like, oh, that looks... Like, I'm bad at styling. Like, I'm not good at... Like, I don't think I have bad style. I think I have very easy style. I just pick a shirt and pants. Mm-hmm. But I don't wear any accessories. Mm-hmm. I don't wear anything in my hair. Like, I'm not good at picking out. But when you hang out with people that are good at that, you just copy it.
Yeah, just copy it. It makes us, I wonder, like, the least authentic. Like,
yeah.
Be your true self. But I don't know who I am today.
Yeah, but that looks better than what my true self is.
If I watch an Audrey Hepburn movie, I'm going to be trying to dress weird for a couple days.
Long cigarette.
Long smoking. Prostituting. It's a whole slippery slope. Yeah, that's really interesting to me, because I was going through all of my clothes and I had to say to myself, don't get rid of this, because when you're that girl again, you're going to need it. You have to dress for all your personalities.
When you are a pirate again, you are going to need this eye patch.
I have so many eye patches.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a bunch in the drawer over there.
Privet.
Okay, have you ever had an aquarium?
No, my parents didn't let me, but I had two pet rats.
Oh my, okay.
So,
all right.
And they were named after book characters. So.
Oh my God. Do you a big reader?
Yeah.
Rats.
And I'm reading Wicked right now.
Reading. Oh my gosh. Reading Wicked. Yeah, because it's coming out, the new musical.
Did you see the trailer?
So I hear everyone's crying from it.
Sobbing. Chills.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good. I'm excited. The riff for Defying Gravity, different.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good.
I thought it was fun to make it a little different.
Yeah, make it a little different. Why not?
You have to, because Idina Menzel owns the other one.
Yeah.
That's hers.
You can't just do an imitation.
Right. Have you ever framed a puzzle?
No.
Have you ever said huzzah?
Yes, me and Zach have these cups we got from the Renaissance Fair.
So you went to the Ren Fair. That's my next question.
And when we always go huzzah to the tipper, because that's what they said when if someone tipped when you got a drink, they go huzzah. So I said that today, this morning, because Zach was drinking out of it.
First time. So we've had one guest admit that she puts it in text to her friends, like, oh, you got a great huzzah.
No, a daily huzzah to the tipper.
This is fantastic. We've had a couple duds on the show recently, all these cool kids that aren't being ridiculous.
Cool duds.
Yes. Have you ever written fan fiction? I feel like that would be assigned at your performing arts school.
Yeah.
As an exercise.
I never wrote it, thank goodness.
Okay. Do you have a tattoo?
I have one tattoo.
What's your tattoo?
It's the word moo.
Okie doke.
I love cows. Cows are like my favorite.
Oh, I thought maybe it was an homage to Rent.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's, I love cows. My best friend's younger sister gave it to me. It was a lot of Trulies in.
Oh, not a cow. She gave you the tattoo.
She gave me the tattoo, okay. Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 21.
Okay.
It was a stick and poke.
What's a stick and poke? That sounds ouchy.
It's literally someone with a needle and ink is just like, oh, someone,
that's what I thought you meant she paid for it.
No, my friend like literally tattooed me. She was really drunk too. Okay,
you know what?
It's pretty cute though.
If you were born in my generation, I would okay this because we didn't have the internet and we didn't have on demand everything and you had to entertain yourself.
I understand.
By piercing your friend's ear 17 times.
The potato.
And then we would dye our hair all these different colors because we had nothing else we could do.
Yeah.
But you were 21. That's like
It was the pandemic. There was nothing open.
Okay.
And she'd done it to everyone else in the room and we were really drunk and they're like, you gotta let Ava give you a tattoo. You're the only one without one. And I was like, if I got anything, it'd be the word moo and that's stupid. And they're all bad friends. And they were like, no, that's amazing.
Where is that?
It's like on my hip.
The most ouchy place to get.
But I didn't even feel it because I'm a wimp with like physical pain. And they all knew that. So they were all like, it's going to hurt. It's really going to hurt. I laid there. She did it. I didn't feel a single thing.
That's how drunk you were.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Honestly, they say not to get drunk before you get piercings or tattoos. But every time I've been drunk for either of those things, it's been great.
Have you a nose piercing I can see now? Do you have other piercings?
Yeah. Well, I have my ears pierced.
Is that it?
I won't probe.
I'll say I talk about this on stage. I have a joke about getting nipple piercings, which was I talk about on stage. All right,
your nippies.
Yeah, and that was also when it was my 21st birthday.
Can you still breastfeed?
My joke is if I breastfeed with a nipple piercing, you'll make the baby polyamorous. So you have to. So honestly, I think it's easier to breastfeed when you take it out because there's more
holes.
I'm nervous to take them out. I'm nervous my whole tit will just deflate because they've been in there for so long. But I was so drunk when I got that done. I literally spur of the moment, had brunch, walked over there, and the woman was like, have you had anything to drink? And I said, yes. And she said, how much? And I said, one drink. I had unlimited sangria. I was probably like 10 sangrias in. And
all the drinks.
And she went, one is fine. She's like, anything more and it could be really dangerous because your blood doesn't clot. And I was like,
your blood doesn't clot. Yeah. And right? Because that's maybe that is the part about drinking that is good for heart disease.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's like an aspirin. Aspirin helps you have thinner blood.
Yeah. And I'm trying to keep it all thin and tight. Yeah. Blood, blood, waist, fat upper pussy. Cinched.
Clear it out. Everything's liquid. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that's good for you. So this is like your rebel bad, like bad
good
girl
for not
side.
Dying.
Yeah. What was that?
I said good for not dying.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
With your lie.
Yeah. They fucking lied. It didn't hurt at all.
I was supposed to get a belly piercing, like the belly button one.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the waiting room, and I started to faint. And I was like, we're going home.
I was
just thinking about it.
I wanted to get my belly button pierced, and my mom, who ruined it, she was like, don't get your belly button pierced. She was like, do you know your belly button? There's a cord connected. It's a cord connected to your vagina, so you'd be piercing your vagina. And I was in high school, and I was like, what?
But is that true?
Who knows?
I don't think so.
Up, hold on.
Because you can have an outie belly button when you're pregnant. Your body pushes it out. And then women have to tape it down when they wear their dresses. I think it's a closed system.
But I wouldn't get it now because you can't wear high-waisted jeans.
Those are interesting. The high-waisted jeans. I'm glad that our buttocks are not being released to the wild anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I love high-waisted jeans.
And you can shove your fupa in there.
Yeah, it's great. I hope we never go back to low-waisted.
Yeah,
they're coming back right now, aren't they?
I know. They are coming
back. And it's going to be the whale tail, the underpants sticking out the backside.
So hot.
So hot.
So hot.
You can see my scars. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Let's see.
Your mom lied to you.
I bet she did.
It's got nothing to do.
She was just trying to do
with your vagina.
There is. Some people talk about like touching their belly button and feeling in their privates, but it's due to the connection.
Ugh, I wish.
Due to your bladder and what it's connected to, because the belly button was just where the umbilical cord, you know, all that shit for the while in utero. So that's what some people, but it has nothing, like once you Once you like cut it out, like the umbilical cord, like your belly button's nothing.
You're not piercing your pussy.
So you're not cutting. I mean, and you know what? You should just go pierce your pussy, dude. Shove it in your mom's face.
I know. Hey, mom, take this. Yeah, take this. Could you imagine?
visceral. Your mom's face. God. If you have a baby and you let her into the room while you're pushing it out, she can see all your piercings. did you ever like go through a phase where you made your own clothes?
No, because I'm not good at that.
Okay. Have you ever been to camp? Did you go to performing arts camp?
Yes.
Yes.
I went to all the camps.
100%.
Yeah.
I think I, Did you play any instruments?
Not really. I took guitar lessons.
So you could look good when you're acting it on a stage?
I was just like, this is the cool instrument, guitar. But my parents, I got the lamest. My guitar teacher was named James. He was like this bald guy that talked in a monotone voice. I was like 9 years old. I had to learn. My first song I learned was Horse with No Name. I was like, I don't connect to this at all. I like hated it. I didn't want to do it anymore. My brother really wanted to play. So then I stopped. And then they got him a totally new teacher. His name was Micah. He had a long ponytail. And then he would come to the house and he'd be like, I only like teaching in like open spaces, not rooms. And he like taught my brother all of his favorite songs. So my brother still plays
Wow. guitar. Yeah. We had a teacher that kept trying to make us sing Neil Diamond songs. And I'm like,
isn't for you. This is my instrument.
I guess if he's going to hear the same song 1,000 times with children's piercing voices, it might as well be something that he can do that to, I guess, I'm imagining.
I did try to pick up guitar, though, like a year ago. I was learning a song and it was fun.
I think people who can do it to the point of meditation.
Yeah.
That's magic.
Yeah.
I tried so many times to play the piano and I have to think way too hard and it's not fun. It's not fun to think that hard. Okay, my friend, surprise, surprise, you are a theater nerd.
Yeah. Classic.
Even like the dark side, like the rats and the goth and the piercings, like the little edgy bit, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come on stage and be a Pollyanna, but backstage, I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, smoke some weed. Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, I will go in a guy's van because he's going to give me headshots. Why not? Yeah. Let's go. you've got the, like, it's very full, like, it's full fledged.
Yeah,
it's, And the like doing your schoolwork good because that's your craft.
Yeah.
That's your art.
Take it very seriously.
Yeah. This is the thing that like actors say, I take the craft seriously.
Yeah.
And they go all the way into character and they're in character all
method.
The time. Method.
Yeah, those are called assholes.
Yeah, truly.
I know, right? Can you imagine? There's like I heard some old actor was like, that's why we call it acting.
Yeah. Well, people who like Daniel Day-Lewis says he's not a good enough actor to not do method. Okay. Like, because like to be able to act, he's like, to be able to act as well as I do, like, takes a lot of, like, he says, like, I do it because I'm not good enough to not do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
I heard something, because method acting is bullshit, but it was someone saying, like, you know, it's how men do it and women don't, or at least you don't hear about women doing, because men don't have people in their lives that depend on them.
That's so
because
funny.
Men just can be like, I'm sorry, I can't actually be present as
Abraham
a father.
Lincoln this year.
I'm Abraham Lincoln for 4 months now, honey.
You
so
cracked the code.
You are good. Well, men are just fucking assholes.
No, this is, the doing method is the ultimate golf.
Yeah.
I'm gone 6 hours every Saturday. Oh, I'm going to be gone for 6 months.
Also, I think women are more in touch with their emotions and they're more in touch to be like, oh, wow, I'm playing a character that's experienced this. Let me sit and think what that would feel like if I actually experienced that.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're too narcissistic.
The men are like, I could never imagine.
Yeah.
Let me go live in the woods.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, my dear, for being on my podcast.
Oh, my God, of course. Really, yeah, this was a blast.
Yay. All right. I guess I'm going to hug you.
That was it. Please.
Oh, you're so pretty.
You're so pretty. Two gorgeous girls.
Oh, my God.
Right?
What? No.
Rachel?
Rachel?
Are we two gorgeous girls?
Yeah, you're two gorgeous women.
What the fuck?
Oh. You're like, whoa, no.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hard W. Okay. We're back for a second because I forgot to ask Tamar what anything big coming up in her life.
I am. If you are in Atlanta, I'm recording a comedy album March 22nd at the Drunken Unicorn, which is attached to MJQ across from Pont City Market with Rhizome. So, dear God, please come to that. I'll have the ticket link on my Instagram, which is TamarRubin69.
Heyo, that's a great number. See,
that's the
cigarette smoking.
That's the
naughty
the
party
bad
you.
Girl.
Eh. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.